By request, Branson Creek Golf Course in Branson, Missouri.
This is Golf Smarter. Each week, we tap the minds of PGA and USGA course pros, architects, authors, and teaching gurus to provide you with tips, drills, insights, and advice so that you can lower your scores. Golf Smarter is brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf, golf's most trusted retailer since 1968. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter podcast. Now, if you've been listening for any length of time, you may have noticed a slight change in our show open. When we started Golf Smarter back in January, the one question that I seemed to be asked over and over again that never seemed to mind the question was, "And you make money doing this?" Well, I didn't mind because I was doing this for the love of the game and for the amount that I was learning each week, and mostly because I was having so much fun being in front of the microphone, and actually more fun than I've had since I was back in my college radio days. And that was way back when, like, Star Wars was a new movie. Actually, the only time I was bothered by the question was when my wife was asking, "When are you going to make money doing this?" So the goal isn't how much, but is it possible for an independent producer to get corporate sponsorship of a podcast? And because of your continued support, I'm really happy to announce that starting with this, our 38th episode, Edwin Watts Golf, a virtual heavyweight in golf retail, has become part of the team. We know what it means for me, but what does it mean for you? Actually, a lot. My goal was to find a sponsor that was consistent with our programming, not just sticking a commercial for a car or credit card, but making sure that there was something in it for you, too. So starting today, we'll be adding a new segment about the latest in golf equipment. We'll have more valuable prizes more often, and most importantly, discounts when you need to go shopping for golf products. Now, this doesn't mean the content of Golf Smarter will change. Actually, with this support, we'll have increased our credibility in the golf industry and have access to more well-known guests more often. But first, a request.
My name is Stephen Hopkins. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, and there are about 15 of us going down to Branson Creek in Branson, Missouri, and we're playing 3 or 4 days. I think we're going to play Ryder Cup style, so I need all the strategy guy I can get on a course I haven't played.
Our guest today is the general manager of the Branson Creek Golf Course, Mark Ophoven. Welcome, Mark.
Well, thank you, Fred. It's nice to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, sure, and as you just heard that Stephen made the request, he's bringing a bunch of friends with him. They're playing a Ryder Cup-style event, and he needs some help on your course. He needs some insight to it. So let's start with an overview. Tell us, sure. Give us an overview of Branson Creek.
Well, Branson Creek, the short story, I guess, is the fact that we've been here now for 7 years. It's a Tom Fazio-designed golf course. What's one unique factor about our golf course is the fact that it is surrounded by 7,500 acres of nature, which basically means there's no roads, no structures, homes, anything that surrounds the golf course. It's all surrounded by nature. And Mr. Fazio was basically given creative flexibility to use any of the land. He was given basically a broad scope to use whatever land he wanted to lay out the golf course. And so therefore, he took advantage of that. And each hole is designed to be set by itself. When you're on any given hole, you don't see any other holes. You don't see other people. You don't see homes or whatnot infringing on the golf experience. It's pretty unique in that regard.
Now, I've heard that I've heard it once said, there are only like 7 courses in the country where you can play the entire round of golf and you won't see, other than the clubhouse, you won't see a structure. You won't see a house, you won't see a building, you won't see downtown. I know that one of them is here in San Francisco area, and it's a private club, the Meadows Club, which is on top of Mount Tamalpais. And it really is a beautiful way to play. You really feel quite at ease, even though you're so close to San Francisco. Is this one of those courses? Have you heard that before?
It somewhat is. I mean, I can't say that you're not going to see any buildings or any homes. They are the developer who owns all the land that surrounds us is starting to do some development, and there will be some homes visible from a couple of holes on our golf course. Basically, there's probably three holes on the golf course where you would be able to see homes.
But you're not going to be breaking any windows.
Not going to be breaking windows. These homes are going to be well set back, mostly in a wooded area where, you know, in the summertime when the leaves are out, you may not even know that they exist.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not fair to say that, no, you're not going to see a structure, because that's not entirely true. But our owners were adamant about the fact that these homes that would be on the golf course are going to be well set back, with the intent that they're not going to infringe upon the golf experience. And they're very adamant about that.
That's really quite considerate to the golfer, I think.
Absolutely. There's no question. I mean, as we all know, that most golf courses in this day and age are tied to real estate mm-hmm. ventures, and there's homes, in many cases, way too close to the golf course.
Mm-hmm. And people buy them.
People buy them every day.
I know. And is it like, do you buy that because you don't play golf and you don't realize that you're like in a dead shot? Right?
Well, only the people that don't play golf, those are the people that buy on the right side of the fairway 200 yards off the tee.
Yeah. I just don't get it.
and then they build swimming pools and have their kids out there swimming in the backyard.
And they don't put up a net. Unbelievable. So give me a playing overview of your course now.
Well, you know, I don't know how many of your listeners play Tom Fazio designed golf courses, but unlike some architects, he is very fair in his golf course designs.
Well, we've actually had Jim Fazio on the show and talked to him about another property, Country Club of Oxford, which is another Troon managed, and I know that you guys are a Troon Golf managed facility. So, yeah, and they come from the same place as far as their design.
Well,
I think that Tom's a little more aggressive in the amount of work that he takes.
I guess I should start on the tee boxes.
Sure.
You know, we offer five sets of tees at Branson Creek, and they range anywhere from the most forward tee is just over 5,000 yards to the back tee, which is just over 7,000 yards. So you really can bite off as much or as little as you would like. And the fairways are generous. There's plenty of landing area. The green surrounds are very generous. And there's a lot of different shots that you can hit into greens. Most of the bunkers are off on the right or the left, so you can run shots onto the green if need be. Another interesting feature about Branson Creek, on all 18 holes, we virtually have no forced carries. There's no area where you've got to hit it in the air 150 yards to get over trouble. We just don't have any of that.
Well, that'll settle the mind a little bit.
Well, yes. And, you know, the green surrounds, the way we maintain them is it's pretty short grass. So if you miss the green by, you know, 15 to 20 yards even, you're still in maintained turf. It's not long, rough, which gives you a variety of shots to hit. You can hit bump and run shots. You can hit chips. You can hit flops. So there's a lot of options. Once you do miss a green, you have plenty of different options to try and recover.
So what is the slope rating of your course?
Well, again, we do have five different sets of tees. From the back tee, which is just over 7,000 yards, the slope is 133, and the course rating is 73.0. And obviously it gets a little easier as you go forward on the tee boxes.
Sure. Sure. Okay, well, that helps a lot. And then we can then go into the clubhouse and look at the our index to create a handicap, right?
Yeah.
It's a whole method of doing this.
For example, our back tees, which are our tees are color-coded, and our most distant tees are the black tees, and we recommend that you have a handicap of 6 or below to play from the tips. With the five different sets of tees, assuming you play the proper set of tees, it's a very fair golf course in my mind. You know, people are intimidated by, you know, they look at the scorecard and they see the yardage, and they see the terrain when they're standing here at the golf shop and they look out and they see the terrain and they just get the impression that, my gosh, this is going to be a hard golf course. But that's really not true. It's very fair. Another interesting feature of Fazio is he rewards good golf shots as opposed to some other architects that, I mean, if you're not very precise, you get seriously penalized. And that's just not the case here. We do only have two ponds on the golf course, one on each set of nines, and they're actually irrigation ponds, and one of which on the back nine really doesn't even come into play. So there's not a lot of water hazards, although we do have some meandering streams that will border fairways and even crosses number eight once, but it's a very small creek that really doesn't come into play except if you miss it left a little bit. So I would not say it's a very demanding golf course. I think it's a very fair golf course would be more of an appropriate answer.
Okay. How are you supposed to know what slope you're going to be playing from, you know, what tees you're playing from based on the slope? We've talked about, you know, what does that mean? What is a slope and stuff? But how are you supposed to know? Because frequently people tell me the most common mistake is people play from the wrong tees.
This is true. Basically, there's a conversion chart. Everybody that plays golf and that carries a USGA index has an index,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the better players are lower indexes and the weaker players have a higher index. And then there's conversion charts, which you take your index to whatever golf course you're playing, and they have a conversion chart there, which gives you a physical handicap for that golf course based on a number of factors. We have recommended tee usage on the scorecard based on your handicap for our golf course.
Okay. So you got to take some time to hit some balls, you got to take some time to do some putting, but you should also take some time go into the clubhouse and check to see where you stand before you decide that your ego's in the way and you got to play from the back tees
and slow down
the play for everyone.
One of the comments that our starter makes to every group is the fact that, you know, he refers them to the back of the scorecard, which has, based on indexes or handicaps, has designated tees that we recommend that you should play. Obviously, you can make your own choice, but that just gives you a suggestion based on their abilities as to which tees that we suggest they play. The most common mistakes, we get a lot of comments about our greens. Now, I don't know if you have been in the Ozark Mountains or some of the listeners have possibly never been in the Ozark Mountains, but we are in what are called the Ozark Mountains, and we do, although they're not mountains like you have in California, certainly, we have some pretty good elevation changes here. So with that being said, although I feel our greens are not real severe, it is difficult to read them for first-time players. It's difficult to know whether you're putting uphill or downhill, or judging the breaks. I think people tend to read too much into the greens, allow for too much break. So that's one common mistake. The other difficulty that they have is because of the elevation changes throughout some of the holes, judging distance can be a bit of a challenge at times. All of our sprinkler heads on the golf course, in the fairways anyways, I should say, are marked to the middle of the green. We also have a yardage book, which we recommend that people would purchase to give them a little better understanding of how far some trouble spots are and things of that nature before they go out and play, so they have a better understanding.
Okay. You know, this gives us an opportunity here. Maybe you can give us a tip on how to read greens. I like getting tips here. I like getting advice, but I think tips and drills are really a great thing to focus on for us on this program. But do you have any tips on how to read greens?
Well, I think a big thing to do is to look at the surrounding area to see which way the green, how the green is built, basically, to judge slopes, whether you're downhill or uphill. Another thing to consider is looking at the cup itself, and is it level? Does it appear to be on an angle one way or another? Because if it's, you know, if it appears to be a little sloped, then yeah, you could be on a slope that you may not be aware that is there. The other thing I think, and even more importantly, people should do is watch your fellow competitors when you're playing golf. Watch what their putts are doing. You know, even if you're not on the same line as they are, that can help you determine speed, can help determine a lot of things. So be aware of what your partners or competitors are doing around you can give you great insight as to what your putt might do as well.
And if I try to do that sometimes, if I'm approaching the hole on the green from the complete opposite end as my playing partner, and I watch their putt come in first, if I'm lucky enough to be on the inside. It's not always the case. But so if their ball is going to be, from me looking at it, I'm looking at them and the hole is between us. And their ball will go from my left to right. So does that necessarily dictate that my ball is going to go from left to right as well?
Well, it's possible, but that's not certainly a direct correlation because, and depending on how far off their line that you are beyond the other side of the cup, I mean, you may have some other slopes on that side of the green as well that may change or affect how your putt is going to be. So, yeah, you can certainly watch and see what their putt is doing and how the ball reacts, but that doesn't always mean that your putt's going to do the same thing if you're coming from the exact opposite direction. So it can certainly help, but it's certainly not the only determining factor.
Are there a lot of golf courses in your area up in the mountains there?
We have 6 other golf courses in the area.
And what sets you guys apart?
What sets us apart? Well, one, the fact that we're managed by Troon Golf, which is obviously the leader in upscale golf facilities. We have some things that we're very proud of that kind of sets us apart, one of which is the fact that we are, and it have been ever since we've opened up, we've been the number one public facility in Missouri since the year 2000 when we first opened from the inception of the club. In 2003 and ever since, we've also been in the top 100 public golf courses rated by Golf Digest, and we're currently at number 59. So we're certainly proud of those accomplishments, and now people, because of they read those publications, they seek us out.
That's great.
You know, if they want to play a great golf experience, this is where they come. And certainly not to disparage any other golf courses in our market, but those things alone set us apart.
Well, you're fighting for business, so yeah, let's set it. We're doing a show on you, not them. So what does it mean to the golfer that you are a Troon Golf managed facility?
Well, they kind of have a sense of what they're going to encounter before they even get here. All Troon facilities have outstanding service. They provide outstanding service to the customer. We provide superior playing conditions. We feel that our golf course on any given day is set up to run a member guest situation at any private country club. It's prepared every day that there's going to be a major tournament here. And that's, we stand behind that, and our playing conditions are superior to others. It's rather simple. So they kind of have a sense of what they're getting at. If they understand or have played other Troon facilities, they kind of have an expectation before they even arrive. So that's why it's important for us to each and every day to be on our toes, so to speak, and be prepared to deliver that Troon experience that they've come to expect, whether it's in Missouri, Arizona, Florida, Minnesota, wherever they're going. When they go to a Troon facility, they kind of have an expectation, and we need to live up to that each and every day.
Good for you. We appreciate that. BransonCreekGolf.com is your web address, and on there you have a fairly nice tour of the course that gives you an overview of each hole. Why don't we do this? Let's pick a couple holes, maybe 3 holes, and I see that you start on number 1 as a par 5, but why don't you pick your 3 favorite holes, and I'm not going to define favorite. You can choose what you'd like. And if our listeners have utilized Google Earth on the Golf Smarter podcast, they know that they can, while they're listening on their computer, they can look down the fairway as you describe where to hit the ball and what to do to stay out of trouble. Which holes would you like to pick?
Well, if we're going to start that way, let's start with number 1.
Okay.
And the reason I want to choose number 1 is because there was a lot of thought into designing that particular hole. When Mr. Fazio and our owner got together, they wanted the first hole to be a fairly easy hole to get people off to a good start, feel good about their games. And number one is from the back tees. It measures 578 yards. Par 5, it is downhill, which makes it a little shorter. The bigger hitters can reach this green in two. There's a couple sets of bunkers on the right rough and also in the left rough, but they really don't come into play. It's a very, very generous landing area, very generous fairway.
Is there a, based on the photos that I'm looking at on the website, is there like a right to left slope on the fairway? Or is that just a
What happens if you get further right and well right into the right rough, there is a big slope that protects the first hole from our practice facility.
So, oh, okay.
But the fairway itself is relatively flat, just a gentle downhill slope.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunker on the left fairway bunker to the left that's virtually unreachable except for the very longest hitters off from the back tees. So as I said, it's a generous landing area. It's very easy to hit that particular fairway. And from there, you have a choice. You have lots of options. The longer hitters can reach this with a fairway wood from the fairway. You might have a 260-yard shot, again, downhill. Or you can lay up with a middle iron just to get into a comfortable, you know, wedge shot for your third. The green is very large, has a bunker short left and a bunker back right. One interesting feature about this particular hole is the green itself, and the green slopes from front to back. So depending on pin position, it can be tough to get close to the pin on either the second or the third shot, depending on where you're coming from. And as a first-time golfer, without knowing the slope of that green, then there's room beyond the green, but not a whole lot of room. There's an environmentally sensitive area about 10 yards behind the green, which we ask that you don't go into that area. If your ball goes in there, we ask that you stay out of there because it is environmentally sensitive. But
is something going to bite you?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure. It's like, don't go in there. Oh, please tell me why. No, I'm sorry. I can't tell you why.
No. Well, there are snakes on the golf course.
Ah, okay. We got it.
Well, I've been here for 4 years, and I've probably seen maybe 8 snakes in the time that I've been here. So although they're out there, you rarely see them.
Okay, good.
They like to stay away from us golfers.
Yeah. Golf
but,
balls is not the what they're looking
hole,
for.
It generally is it's an easy hole to get started on.
Great.
So certainly a birdie hole, if not a relatively easy par.
Great way to start. Great way to start. Other hole you want to pick?
Well, then, since we started on one, then I want to go right into number two.
Oh.
And the reason I want to go right into number two is because I don't want to let you get lulled asleep by that making four on that first hole, because when you step on the tee on number two, it's our number one handicap hole. And from the back tee, it measures 471 yards. It's a pretty tight driving hole. There is trouble to the right with a grove of trees. There's a fairway bunker short and left, which really is more a visual hazard than anything because it's really out of play. It just kind of intimidates you off the tee, but you can hit it well beyond that with no problem whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a gentle slope in the left fairway, which eventually goes into another grove of trees. So it's imperative to get this ball in the fairway on number two.
And is it a wide fairway?
Comparatively speaking to the other fairways, it's probably one of the tighter driving holes.
Mm.
And it's long. So
Need a driver, but you really shouldn't be hitting a driver.
You do need a driver, because even if you hit a nice, 270-yard driver, you still got 200 yards to the hole.
Wow.
And the green setting there's a rock wall, a jagged kind of natural-looking rock wall that is long behind the green. There's a bunker, a greenside bunker immediately to the left of the green, and if you get left of that bunker, it slopes down hard to a lateral hazard. But if you aim a little right of the pin, and even a little bit right of the green, there is a gentle slope there that will kick the ball back to the left and toward the green. So you do have a little bit of a bailout approaching this green. And then, assuming you do hit a good shot and you're on the green in two, it's probably one of the more difficult greens to read.
Oh, my gosh.
So it is very deserving of our number two, our number one handicap difficulty hole.
So you shouldn't beat yourself up if you walk away with a bogey on this thing.
A bogey is not necessarily a bad score on number two.
And it's probably the way you should be playing it.
A par feels more like a birdie on this particular hole.
So play it as it's a par five. And,
yes.
And just move on because it is early in your round still.
Well, that's why, right, don't get lulled to sleep after the first hole, because number two, just it jumps right up there and can if you don't pay attention, it can ruin your round.
Oh, man. Ah, that was entertaining. Now that we've broken a sweat, where do you want to go?
Well, now, since we've gotten the first two holes out of the way, let's just travel right through the round. You've just made 15 straight pars, and now you're coming to 18 tee.
Okay, and you're feeling really good about yourself.
Now, 18 is a par 5.
Okay.
And each one of our holes is named as well. I don't know that I've mentioned that earlier. The name of number 18 is called Sea of Trees. And number 18, which is on our website, there's a couple good pictures of number 18 on our website.
Yeah.
It's a long par 5. It's 573 yards. A little dog leg left, and you can see it's a kind of an elevated tee. So you, from the tee, you can see the green, and
you can see all the trouble in between.
You can see all the trouble on the left. There's just left is dead.
Yeah,
left is dead, and it's called a sea of trees because number 18 is very reminiscent of number 18 at Pebble Beach, without the ocean.
Yeah, it's a slight difference.
But the hole itself plays very much like that hole at Pebble Beach.
Okay. I see. So that's the Sea of Trees reference.
Yes.
So in this photograph here, is that a runway tower? What's that tower in the background?
That's a water tower.
Okay, fine.
That's our water supply. We have a well system here to get our irrigation water, and that's the well. It holds 750,000 gallons of water. So that's just the holding tank.
Okay, I get it. So if we'd like to make a reservation, although Stephen and his buddies already have that reservation coming out quite soon, what would be the best way to book a tee time with you guys?
Well, we have a toll-free number,
mm-hmm.
and that number toll-free is 888-772-9990. Our direct line to the golf shop is area code 417-339-4653.
Okay. And as we talked about, the web address is BransonCreekGolf.com, BransonCreekGolf, Creek Golf. Can you make a tee time? Can you book a tee time online?
You certainly may, yes, sir.
Great. So being in Missouri, are you a 12-month-a-year golf course?
We do play golf 12 months out of the year. We're open 12 months out of the year. Now, we certainly do get some inclement weather on occasion. I originally grew up in Wisconsin, and I've been here now for 3 winters, and each winter has been vastly different from the previous one. So it's hard to explain what the norm is anymore. But last January, for example, we had a very mild winter. Last winter, we had 15 out of the 30 days in January where high temperatures were over 60 degrees. So it was remarkable weather for golf. Now, generally, we get about 12 inches of snow a year on average. So, Yes, we do get plague year-round, to answer the short answer to that question.
Okay.
And our rates vary throughout the year, too, with the season, basically.
If we're going to be coming out traveling to play Branson Creek, what club should I be practicing with to have in my bag knowing that I'm going to be using this a lot? What shot do you see a lot happening on the golf course?
Well, I think that's a very interesting feature of our golf course because almost every time I go out and play, I'm going to use almost every club in the bag. So, you know, obviously to be able to hit the driver in the fairway, if you can do that a majority of the times, you're going to do just fine because of the fairness. You're not going to get into a lot of trouble as long as you're, if you're decent off the tee and can get it in the fairway, from there it's, I'm not going to say it's relatively easy, but you can certainly manage your game and hit shots that will really kind of embellish your strengths, you know. Position yourself for the shots that you like. So there's no one particular shot that you need. And that's the nice thing about the way Fazio's designed this golf course is it just gives you so many different options into greens. You can hit high shots, you can hit cuts, draws, bump it in, just a variety of different shots that you can, depending on your abilities.
Okay, great. You have a lot of testimonials, and I did read one quote about your course that I just loved and said, this may not be heaven, but it's a local call from here.
Well, that I was there when that individual made that comment.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was it taken out of context,
It was not at all. It's a funny story because that particular day we were doing, there was a local ABC affiliate here in Springfield, Missouri, that was doing a feature on the Dream 18. They called it the Dream 18, and they came to Branson Creek, and they took some video footage of the golf course. They did an interview with me, and they also wanted to talk to one of our guests. Well, I had this guest arranged to be able to speak to the ABC crew, and he did his interview, talked with them, and he did just an awesome job. When it was all done and wrapped up and we went on and we were leaving, he said, Mark, wait, stop the cart. We gotta get them to roll the film again. I have their closing line. I have the closing line. Just trust me and stop. So we stopped about 100 yards after where we had done this interview, waited for them to catch up with their gear, and he jumps out of the cart and he stops them and he goes, I have your closing line. Get the cameras rolling again. And that was his comment. That was his departing comment to them. And they used it on the air that night, and it was just, it was hilarious.
That's fabulous. All right, last thing I want to ask you, as a golfer, tell me the best advice you've ever received.
That's a very interesting question. About golf, about the game of golf, or...
Oh, the game
about
of life.
Playing golf, or...
No, about parenthood, actually. About golf.
About golf. Well, the same guy that said, it may not be heaven, but it's a local call from here.
Yeah.
He told me to love the game, and it'll love you back. Don't get discouraged.
What does this guy ride bumper stickers for a living?
You have to know this individual.
Well, hopefully he'll be out there when Stephen comes, and he can meet him, and Stephen will report back to us.
He's due here in 20 minutes, as a matter of fact. I should have had him do this interview.
Well, we'll take a vote on that, okay? Dial 1-800. Oh, Mark, thanks so much for giving us your time. That's Branson Creek Golf in Branson, Missouri. If you go out there, look Mark up. Tell him that you heard about it on Golf Smarter. Mark, thanks a lot.
You bet, Fred. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
You're absolutely welcome.
Golf Smarter now presents Nick's Picks with Kenny Nicholson, sales manager for EdwinWattsGolf.com. Kenny keeps us up to date with reviews of new products and new product development. Nick's Picks is brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf, golf's most trusted retailer since 1968.
Kenny, it's great to welcome you to the Golf Smarter podcast.
It's great to be here, Fred.
Thanks so much. Tell us briefly what it is that you do for Edwin Watts Golf.
Well, I'm actually the director of sales for our catalog and internet department.
And the catalog is a big part, and everybody has probably received one in the mail, right?
Hopefully everybody has. If they haven't, they can log on to our website and get one complimentary.
We're going to be doing a regular bit with you and talking about new things in golf equipment, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot of new products that come out monthly, if not weekly, and they're things that we want to highlight and compliment and try to give the everyday golfer a little bit of insight as to what's coming to market and what they can look for in the future.
What a sweet gig. You get to try out all the new equipment as it comes out?
Unfortunately, I'm one of the guys that gets to do that.
How long have you had this job?
This is my 13th year with Edwin Watch.
Oh, so this is the last job you'll ever have. Does it get any better than this?
Absolutely.
So great. What do you got for us this week?
This week I have decided to do the Ping Rapture driver.
And what's so special about this? Or is it special?
It is special. What's amazing about this club is how it combines traditional styling with non-traditional technology.
And how do they do that?
Well, what they've done with traditional styling is keeping a golf club that looks very traditional to you when you're at a dress, something that's not unappealing to the eye, something that looks comfortable whenever you stand over it.
Well, that's a good idea. And then what about the non-traditional?
The non-traditional aspect is the different materials that they use. They actually use titanium for the club face and a composite head.
What does that mean?
Composite is a filament-wound material similar to that used in graphite shafts. But what it's able to do is it's so much lighter, they're able to distribute weight in portions of the golf club they were never able to do before.
So, did you like the club?
I did. What they were able to do was create a golf club that has an incredible sound as well as an extremely high launch and low spin, which in essence is going to give you more carry and more roll. The big thing about composites and titanium was sound. What they were able to do was create a golf club that had an incredible sound to it. The problem before with composite crowns and titanium faces is it was dampening the noise just like it does vibration in shafts. And some people had a tough time getting used to that. With the Ping Rapture driver, they were able to create a golf club that had an incredible sound as well as incredible distance.
And you'd recommend this club?
Highly recommend it, absolutely.
And does it have one of those huge heads on it, too?
It does. It's 460 cubic centimeters, which is the maximum allowed by the USGA.
Oh, I didn't realize that there was a maximum size there.
There sure is. They restricted the maximum CC size as well as the coefficient of restitution, which is 0.830.
What does that mean?
What that means is the USGA takes a machine and they shoot a golf ball at a club face at 100 miles an hour, and they track that, how fast it comes back off of the club face. And if it's over 0.83 or 83 miles an hour, it's deemed non-conforming.
Wow. And that driver is available now?
That driver is available now.
And it's available at edwinwattsgolf.com, I bet.
That is absolutely correct.
Great. Okay, so for the fact that Edwin Watts Golf is now a partner with the Golf Smarter podcast, is there something that we can offer our listeners maybe as a discount or anything from Edwin Watts that I can make sure that they'll go shopping at Edwin Watts Golf?
Absolutely, Fred. For the month of September, we have decided to do 10% off of any apparel item.
Wow. Any apparel item?
Any apparel item.
Well, that's perfect because so many parts of the country are now going into fall months and they're going to have to get some clothes that are going to stay dry and stay warm, right?
Absolutely, Fred, but that's not it. For anybody coming to us through Golf Smarter, we're going to also offer free shipping on any order they place at Edwin Watts Golf.
That doesn't mean just the clothes? The 10% off on clothes is one thing, but I mean, if I just need balls?
No, absolutely, on any order you place through Edwin Watts Golf.
Okay, so wait a minute. So you guys got probably the best prices around, better than any pro shop, obviously. But, I mean, any place you go shopping, you're going to have great prices, very competitive, if not better. And it's going to be free shipping. So shopping online is probably the best way to go now.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's make sure everyone knows. It's edwinwattsgolf.com. That's edwinwattsgolf.com/golfsmarter. That's the way to get to those discounts. And when you check out, just type in Golf Smarter and the discounts will apply, right?
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, so we got discounts. But we have a giveaway that we've been doing for the last month. We've been giving away the Golf in the Kingdom book, and we're going to announce that in a second. But you have something to give away, don't you?
I think I found something in my little ditty bag to give away for this month.
You're going to be a friend of mine for quite a while. What do you got?
We have a set of Yonex CyberStar C280 irons, graphite shaft. Retail value of about $900.
Get out.
No, absolutely perfect.
And the brand new for $900?
Brand spanking new, still in the plastic.
And we're just going to give a set of those away.
We are.
All right, so here's what you need to do. If you're going to win, send an email with the subject Yonex Irons. You can spell Yonex however you'd like, and send it to golfsmarter@teetour.com, TEETOUR.com, and please provide us with your name and mailing address so that we can send you your prize. Now, for more information, check the show notes, and if you're listening on iPod right now, that means just click the center wheel a couple times, and your show notes will come up. Now, another bonus of this partnership with Edwin Watts Golf is that we're going to be giving away new products every 2 weeks. So we'll announce the winner of the new prize, the Yonex Irons, on the episode for the week of September 19th. And just so you know, I do my best to publish these shows on Tuesdays. I fully understand the nature of podcasting and how it allows you to listen at your own pace. But if you're at all interested in winning these incredibly valuable products from Edwin Watts Golf, you may want to make a point of listening each week. Now, we have the drawing for the winner of a limited edition, fine leather, hand-bound, signed copy of Golf in the Kingdom by Michael Murphy. It's a true classic in golf literature, and more than 1 million copies have been sold worldwide. This book is stamped and gilded in 24-karat gold with a satin marker ribbon, and it comes in its own handmade slipcase and individual gift box, valued at $275, and it's a gift from Shivas Iron Society, which is at shivas.org, shivas.org. And, Kenny, why don't you help us give this away?
What would you like for me to do, Fred?
All right, we've gotten our list of email addresses of the people who've entered the contest. There are 47 of them, and I've shuffled them up and sorted them by alphabetical, not by how they came in. And I want you to pick a number between 1 and 47 and include 1 and 40 or 47 if you'd like. And that is going to be the winner. And that's how we're going to do this each time with you. So go ahead, pick a number.
I'm going to go. I had a special number come to me the other day. I'm going to choose number 33.
Number 33, and that would be Pete Makepeace of Worcester, England.
All right, Pete.
All right, Pete. And he's entered before, so I'm sure he's going to be very happy to hear his name. Pete, I've had emails back and forth with you, and it's been a lot of fun, and I'm happy to say that you've won the Golf in the Kingdom book. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Pete.
And, Kenny, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Everybody have a nice round of golf before then.
And that is Kenny Nicholson with Nick's Picks, and he'll be back every week. Don't forget to check out Bunkershot.com, the online golf magazine, for news, articles, and more. Another friend of ours. And pick up your set of Golf Smarter postage stamps. They come in sheets of 20 and can be picked up at Zazzle.com/Fred Green. We end with our quote of the week submitted by you. If you have a favorite quote that helps you keep your head in the game, send an email with the subject golf quote to golfsmarter@teetour.com. And this week's quote comes from Jay Ripley of Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. And he provides us with a line by Ben Hogan, who once said, "Relax? How can anybody relax and play golf? You have to grip the club, don't you?" Thanks for listening to Golf Smarter. I'm Fred Green.